Made one score.
Yeah.
Counts one.
You ever call that anything else?
I can't think.
A goal or a ghoul or?
Yeah, it's gonna be, that's a goal when it goes through there. Mm-hmm. And a goal is a score. Mm-hmm. Now, he talked about that basketball minute. These kids of mine are all up on that. But you know, in my school days, I didn't have nothing like that. Didn't hardly know what it was. And that tennis wasn't even thought of.
Mm-hmm. How about this game that the men play with a bag full of clubs and go out and...
Golfing.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about that either.
I bought some clubs to play that, and I played, well, I guess I played maybe 50 games in my life.
Yeah.
But gee whiz, it costs so much money.
It costs money, and besides that, you ride back and hit that ball as far as you can, and then walk no telling how far to find it.
Yeah.
That's too much walking to suit me.
Well, they've taken that out now. It's supposed to be for exercise. The tired businessmen, now they ride around in little carts.
Yeah. I see in these national leagues, baseball leagues, and All-Americans, they deliver when they change pitches. They carry the fresh pitcher out of three-wheel digger.
I can see some sense to that.
Yes, sir.
Because he's going to get out there and work pretty hard.
He's going out there and do his best, isn't he?
Yeah. If we're going to carry something, oh, let's say a table or something, carry it across the road, you pick up your end. What do you tell me to do if I just stand there with my hand sort of limp?
I'd say to you to get a hold of that and let's carry it across.
Mm-hmm.
Get a hold of that end. I've got this, like the other day, a big long bench that reach almost across this room. Yes, it would. It was one of them jury benches.
Oh, my goodness.
We wanted to take one out to put it somewhere else. And I had two janitors to get it younger like fellas. They stood there and listened to us explain where we wanted to go with it and one thing. And directly one of them said, "You grab that end, I've got this." And down they went and up they come with. It was a load for them, I'll tell you.
I'll bet it was. Those are oak, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
About 250 pounds?
Yes, sir. They just all was heavy. They was glad when they got there so they could let it down.
I'll bet. If you and I are going someplace together, and you're all ready, and I'm afraid you're going to leave, and you see me hustling away, you say, "All right, take your time, I'll
wait for you."
If you've been exchanging letters with somebody and you got a letter from him and then you forgot to write, your wife might say to you, "Have you
answered that letter?
Uh-huh.
You owe Mr. So-and-so a letter.
Uh-huh. Have you
or Miss So-and-so?
Have you to him?"
To him, yeah. She would know who it was and call his name. You haven't answered his letter.
And if you answered his letter and you forgot his address and you gave the envelope to your wife, what would you ask her to do?
Repeat that.
Well, you put his letter in the envelope and seal it, and then you give it to her. You ask her if she'll...
mail it?
Well, let's say the envelope is blank.
Oh, address it.
Uh-huh.
And put a stamp on it.
When you were a boy, did you have any special names for old children who carried tails on other children?
They was called tail tattlers.
Mm-hmm.